St. Clair County officials are finding new ways to try and get more people vaccinated.
But the county says vaccinations right here at this site have actually dwindled, and they're trying new and unique ways to get more people inside these gates to get their shots.
You know, we have to think outside of the box.
St. Clair County Emergency Management Agency Director Herb Simmons is getting creative to try and get more people to get their COVID-19 vaccine.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried with an important message. St. Clair County is running a COVID-19 mass vaccination site at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds. So you know you have to do it. You have to get vaccinated. No kidding. This one's a matter of life or death.
We are heartbroken to announce the passing of our beloved Gilbert Gottfried after a long illness. In addition to being the most iconic voice in comedy, Gilbert was a wonderful husband, brother, friend, and father of his two young children. Although today is a sad day for us all, please keep laughing as loud as possible.
So how has the pandemic treated you? How have you handled it? Did you get COVID?
No, no.
Did you get vaccinated?
No, knock wood. Yeah, I got the two regular shots, and I even got the booster.
And everything's fine? You're good to go?
Yeah. I knock wood 5,000 times.
Yeah, knocking
now,
some wood
now,
for you.
Now, did you get it?
I got COVID.
Yeah. And how was that?
Not bad.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody to think that the myocarditis of the natural infection is anything like what we're seeing with the vaccines. And the vaccine is directly there. Now there's preclinical studies suggesting the lipid nanoparticles actually go right into the heart. The heart expresses the spike protein. The body attacks the heart. There are dramatic EKG changes. The troponin, the blood test for heart injury with the vaccine myocarditis, is 10 to 100 folds higher than the troponin we see with the natural infection. It's a totally different syndrome.
All those damaged vessels, there's increased resistance trying to pump the blood through those lungs. So those people are going to develop something called pulmonary artery hypertension, high blood pressure in their lungs. And the concern with that is that those people will probably all develop right-sided heart failure within 3 years and die, because they now have increased vascular resistance through their lungs, and lung tissue and heart tissue and brain and spinal tissue and all of that does not regenerate.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
You have to get vaccinated. No kidding. I got the two regular shots, and I even got the booster. This one's a matter of life or death. As far as me and vaccine, I would get three vaccines a week if they said that was...
Gilbert, why are you always squinting? Seriously, it's like you're staring at an eclipse. Oh, I'm sorry, it's your career.
He began on the stages of New York City at the age of 15, and in the years to come became known as the comedian's comedian because his live performances put aside political correctness while he delivered jokes that know no boundaries. Remember that? It was just about the jokes. Few comedians have had careers as long and diverse as Gilbert, who has passed away at the age of 67.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation great reset combine trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world, and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Band.video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.